The New Testament reading is from Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The next reading is from Galatians 6:1-10. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. May God bless to us the reading of His Word. Would you join me in prayer?
God, we have heard Your holy Word, and we ask You to speak through Your Word, and speak through me and to our hearts. In Jesus the Christ's name, we pray. Well, we have been at the fruit of the Spirit for a few weeks. We have seen how love is at the core of it, rooted and established in love, the scriptures say. We have seen how that love is out of the love of Christ. Christ, He is the vine, and we are the branch, and He's the tree, and we're in the fruit. We've gotten some background on it. We've seen how the love draws us to God. We've seen how there's a joy in our finding God, and a joy in the peace of God as we sense that love of God. And now we move to what the King James calls long-suffering. Long-suffering. Now, here's the problem as we look at long-suffering. In some translations, it's patience. In some, it's persistence. When long-suffering is required of us, we want it to be short. Do you see the problem? When long-suffering comes upon us, we tell God we want it to be short-suffering. Now, maybe you don't, but I have. You said, "Come, Lord Jesus, soon. Come, Lord." And God is continuing to reach us in His fruit. In the passage in Jeremiah, a wonderful passage, the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." And I want to trade a moment of patience for an everlasting love. Now, God's loving enough to put up with that, but He calls us to be like Him, to come out of the mind of God and do it. The greatest aid that I have in being patient with people, even some of you, is I realize how incredible since then. God has been with me. His continual love. In the Old Testament, the word chesed, which is the closest equivalent to grace or agape love, in the New Testament, it means steadfast love. It means a love that just will not quit. And God wants us to grow from that love and joy and peace to a steadfast love that we give to others. So when someone sort of steps on my toes, I have to seek the love of God that continues to bear with me. Luther, our passionate fellow in history, he said that long-suffering is a quality which enables a person to bear adversity, injury, reproach, and makes them patient to wait for the improvement of those who have done wrong. When the devil finds he can not overcome certain people by force, he tries to overcome them in the long run. He knows that we are weak and can't stand anything too long. Therefore, he repeats his temptation time and again until he succeeds. To withstand his continued assaults, we must be long-suffering. Patiently wait for the devil to get tired of his game. Now, I said the term in the King James is long-suffering, but patience and persistence in many of the more modern translations. The reason is at the root of the word patience is stretching, reaching, grasping. It stretches us to be kind to them. Does that make sense to you? It's that my natural person, I stretch. But God's calling us to make that stretch and outreach of love that embraces the unkindness. And there's such power in that. It's really awesome, and it sets up almost everything that follows. It's the background of our outreach. Robert Louis Stevenson said, saints are sinners who kept on going, or going with God. Saints are sinners who kept on going with God, kept on going to him for his loving kindness. Extending it for others. Emerson said, our greatest glory is not in never failing, but rising up every time we fail. As Christians, as we fail, we confess to God, and he not only forgives us, he restores us to relationship and calls us to be people of God's loving relationship. If God restores me, if God loves me, I've got to love you. Even if there are times I don't want to. But in doing that, it's a pretty awesome thing. Mother Teresa said, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. If you will, how many of you were runners? Especially those that are running long. Or perhaps been in an athletic event other than 50 yards or 100 meters or something a little further than that. If you do, when you first start, it's actually if you're in less shape. You're breathing pretty heavy. Can you identify with that? And then as you go a while, if you count on receiving what? A second wind. That nice wind is sort of a, and then somehow your system sort of sets into the race. It sets into the direction of what you're doing. It's like a harmony with it. And I was reading one fellow, and he said, the problem with us is we give up before we receive the second wind. And there's a lot of people who do that. For the Christian, as we take by faith to move forth with God's love and strength, maybe the first few steps are a little bit about us, but the second wind, the renewing wind of God's Spirit, wants to come through us. And Satan wants us to think of how hard we're breathing. He wants to think of this as a hill we're going up. Instead of the second wind of our spirit being in God, and that's sort of like the race that God does. And that's why the Galatians, it says, do not tire in giving of the Spirit. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, God will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Patience is not giving up. It is a stretch of reaching beyond our ability to love. It is the second wind of the Spirit that keeps us loving when we would give up. Paul describes it, and I would transition. As the next fruit, we move from patience or long-suffering to kindness. We never get to kindness if we haven't begun that sense of persistence, of being there for others. And Paul describes it when he says, love is patient or long-suffering. And the next verse that Paul says is that love is kind in Corinthians 13. And that's what we're called to. It is that sense of being kind to someone. In Galatians 6, he says, if you catch someone in sin, you who live by the Spirit, by the second wind, by the stretching, to restore the person gently. And that's just another way of kindness. Remember, I started with a Jeremiah passage. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Love that little clip. And then the next sentence in Jeremiah, I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. The following father said that kindness is reached more sinners than zeal, eloquence, or learning. Albert Schweitzer knew a little bit about kindness. He said, constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and the hostility to evaporate. To peace it, patience is forbearing and love. Now, I just wanted to read you from a poem that most all of us know, especially the older ones. And it's been read a whole bunch. But I was thinking how it exemplifies the patience that transitions and to love. It's entitled It, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all people doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal with lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good. Don't talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think it, think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat these two imposters just the same. Goes on to say, to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you, except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, it says yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, Kipling says, you'll be a man, my son. You might have said, and which is more, you'll be a daughter, you'll be a woman, my daughter. And my whole creation says, if you can receive the strength to persistently love and be kind, you will be my child. And my man and woman of God. As we go to the kindness, there's an interesting shift in the Greek word. At the root of it is sweetness or mellowness. Kindness is very much like grandparent love. Now, for those of you that remember, your parents might have been a tiny bit stricter with you than they are with their grandchildren. And in fact, something that might have been great trouble for you, the grandparent might say, oh, let the kid do it. And you want to say, but you didn't do it for me. Kindness is a mellow. It's like a vintage form of love. People that drink wine, if I had a wine that was made yesterday and I gave it to you, it would be less mellowness. If I gave it to you in 10 years, it would be ever so much mellow. It would be softer. It would be sweeter. And the kindness comes out of the long suffering that reaches out and embraces us and continues to embrace us when people are not kind with us. It is so easy to say, I love you. Well, actually, never whisper me. It's so much easier to say it than to show it and to live it. I remember years ago reading about a man who was so unkind to his wife, she announced that she was going to separate from him and leave him. And in desperation, he went to his pastor, and his pastor said, you take just have to start over and be kind to your wife from now on. And he started to be kind to his wife. You know what his wife said to him? You're just being kind to save our relationship. And once I say it, said it, you stop being kind. After a year of being kind, his wife finally believed him. You know why? The very simple reason. As we exhibit patience and long-suffering, love that embraces, that's kind, that smiles, that waves, that notices, that cares, that forgives, that encourages. The beauty of this is as we seek God to do that, and we do it consistently, it becomes who we are. Get that? It becomes who we are in God. That long suffering makes the line of our love offering to God and to others vintage, mellow, with God's grace. It's a sweet, mellow fruit.